Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, July 4. Coming up, Jamaica receives $3.7 billion for disaster and climate risk management, income tax refund for some PAYE workers, and new custis installed in St. Andrew. The details after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Government has received $3.79 billion from the World Bank to further boost disaster and climate risk management in Jamaica. Finance and Public Service Minister Audley Shaw and World Bank Country Manager for Jamaica Galina Sotirova signed a loan agreement at the ministry's offices in Kingston Friday. The loan will support the administration's ongoing program to reduce the incidence of environmental hazards over a six-year period under the bank's Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, DVRP. The DVRP, to be implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, comprises 4 components. These include technical assistance for improved disaster and climate resilience, risk reduction, contingent emergency response, and project administration.
The Government of Jamaica reiterates its appreciation for the continued successful partnership with the World Bank in the critical area of disaster vulnerability management and risk reduction.
The finance minister says the administration looks forward to other collaborative efforts in support of the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. Pay-as-you-earn PAYE workers whose income now exceed the previous tax threshold of $592,800 but who earn below $796,536 are to receive a refund from their employers. Chief Communications Officer at Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ Maris Horton, is encouraging employers to make the necessary adjustment during the course of the year. This is in keeping with the Income Tax Employment Regulations, Section 14 of the Income Tax Act.
What they'll be doing is making an adjustment to the persons who they ought to be paying over. So they will be paying less for those persons to accommodate the payment of the persons who are eligible for a refund.
Ms. Horton, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, said the process will not cost employers. She says employers may choose to make a lump sum payment or do so on a monthly basis up to December. New National Housing Trust, NHT measures announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in May are now in effect. The policy, which took effect July 1, will see new loan applicants earning up to $12,000 per week or less being able to access interest-free loans from the NHT. Previously, only workers who earned up to $7,500 per week were eligible for 0% loans. These persons will be able to borrow up to $4.89 million from the NHT. NHT contributors earning $12,001 to $20,000 per week will be eligible for a 2% mortgage interest rate, down from 4%. Also, persons earning $20,001 to $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4%, down from 6%. Those contributors who earn above $30,000 weekly will continue to pay an interest rate of 6%. Meanwhile, the NHT's home grants program has been adjusted so that contributors who earn a maximum of $12,000 weekly can apply for a grant of up to $1.5 million instead of the previous $1.2 million. And veteran dermatologist Dr. Patricia Dunwell has been installed as Custos Rotulorum for St. Andrew effective July 1. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen presided over the ceremony at King's House on Thursday, June 30. The Governor General says he's satisfied that the new custos will effectively carry out her duties with humility and professionalism. In her response, Dr. Dunwell vowed to place emphasis on training in mediation at the community level to help settle conflicts before they escalate. Dr. Dunwell replaces Lieutenant Commander John McFarlane, who served as acting custos of the parish since December 2015, following the appointment of former custos Donna Parchment Brown to the Office of Political Ombudsman in November 2015. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.